Yemeni protesters organized a demonstration to commemorate the first anniversary of the June 9 massacre, when national security forces killed and injured dozens of Houthi protesters who were calling for the downfall of Yemen's National Security Agency. The Monday demonstrators also called for the prosecution of those responsible for the deaths of 11 protesters who were killed last year.
We came out to tell the killers that their crimes will not be forgotten and that they will indeed be brought to justice. This crime will remain our case until the youth protesters get justice.
The demonstrators also reignited calls for the downfall of Yemen's National Security Agency, which they claim is an adverse, malevolent organization working to preserve foreign interest in Yemeni soil. They accuse the agency of being unconstitutional and a threat to the Yemeni people.
We want all of the state's institutions to act on behalf of the laws and systems that are derived from Yemen's parliament. We don't want these institutions to be used for the interests of certain personnel and to act on behalf of certain powers that are not concerned about the lives of the Yemeni people.
The Yemeni revolution of 2011 is considered a failed revolution, as the demands of the Yemeni people remain unfulfilled. And although some protesters continue to march forward on the path of change, the destination ahead doesn't seem to look bright.
The Liberation Square of Sana'a remains a site, or what is left of the Yemeni uprising, where youth revolutionaries gather every week to push their demands forward through peaceful rallies. Yusuf Mawadi, Press TV, the heart of the Liberation Square, Sana'a.